hello, 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 hello. All right. How you guys doing? Huh? Song. I don't even want to like interrupt my own intro because I love this song so much. How you guys doing? My name is Steve. The show is called Wake Up America. As you can see, raise my desk. I had to swap out my desk with the standing desk to try to get more mobility. And won't be dancing tonight, maybe, besides this. Because normally what you do to this is start like moshing, but whatever. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, my name is Steve Oatley. This show is called Wake Up America. It's your evening dose for all the news that, well, mainstream media doesn't really cover. And to be honest, a lot of the stories that we're going to cover today, they have covered. And they did cover. But as always, today's episode and all episodes of our show for the next year are sponsored in part by Spartan Armor Systems. Oh, crap. Forgot to fix that one. Whatever. I can deal with it. So Spartan Armor Systems, if you visit, no matter how many times I reset that and save it, it doesn't fix it. But SpartanArmorSystems.com, and if you use code YEET, you get 10% off your body armor order. You can see some of it here. I kind of moved some stuff around. So here's their soft plate carrier, and it's awesome. Or not the carrier, that's the actual plate itself. That's a level 3, what is it? Level 3A. That's a PTNN Thor mallet one of the viewers made. Shout out to you. Let me move this water. That's probably not a good idea to have it over there. You guys ready? I don't even really, I'll be honest, I've been working all day. You know, I paid attention. I live streamed this morning, the hearings. I've got a couple of clips I'm going to play. This may just be a very quick episode because I don't really have a lot to talk about other than, you know, just repeating the same stuff I've been doing for a couple of months now. There's a couple of clips that are pretty good that we'll put on here, and I don't even remember which one's next. Okay, so that one's coming up. Many of you guys may have heard today, Nancy Pelosi decided that, well, so Kevin McCarthy, who's the minority chair or whatever, he appointed five Republican senators, members of the GOP, to participate in their January 6th, you know, commission and blah, 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 per Nancy Pelosi's request. He submitted five names, of which these two politicians were not allowed to be there. Kevin McCarthy then said, well, if you're not going to do that, nobody's going to be there. Here's a soundbite that'll explain it a little bit better than I can.
Thank you, Jim. The leader in
general, sorry, sounds low, but
this has always been about politics, and today's actions of the speaker just confirm that. But frankly, and I've said this before, what else are they going to talk about? I mean, they're so focused on the January 6th committee. What else are they going to talk? Are they going to talk about crime? The fact that crime is up in every major urban area in this country? They're going to talk about the border crisis? I mean, think about this. March was the highest month on record for illegal crossings until April. April was the highest month on record until May. May was the highest month on record until June.
I love it when politicians, some politicians, like, just spit such serious facts. That's what he clearly did there. And it's funny because if you look at the murder rates too in a lot of these cities, and I actually think he talks about it, but if you look at murder rates, they're doing the same thing.
Can't talk about that.
Can't talk about that.
They're going to talk about the fact that the price of eggs is up, the price of milk is up, the price of bread is up, the price of gas is up, the price of an airline ticket is up, the price of the price of everything is up. They can't talk about that. So they're going to be partisan and they're going to focus on this. But as the leader said, and as Mr. Banks said, I don't think they're going to address the fundamental question.
Now, the reason why Nancy Pelosi has decided that they can't be a part of this January 6th commission is because they're staunch supporters of President Trump. And that's literally what she said, because they supported and voted against the electorate, which a lot of Republicans did, including another one that was put in as well. There's no, you can't even argue that this stuff is partisan politics. Like he clearly is saying it's partisan politics. I even said I personally want to know, and I don't want it to be partisan. I don't want it to be partisan because I want to know what actually happened on January 6th. You know, I'm going to talk about a story here where a DEA agent was arrested, an active DEA agent was arrested for his role in the Capitol riot. And he says he was going there to provide, you know, backup for his friend who was, or his brother who was an FBI agent, who was there on, in an unofficial capacity. Whatever the hell that means, how come he's not in jail then? Very weird stuff. None of this stuff that happened with January 6th really makes a whole lot of sense. But then again, it's not really supposed to.
A fundamental question of why wasn't there a proper security presence at the Capitol that day? They're not going to address that. And only one person can answer that question. Only one. Speaker of the United States House of Representatives.
Because she's in charge of the Capitol response. Nancy Pelosi is the one who's in charge of the sergeant at arms for both the Senate and the House. That's her job as the Speaker of the House. She is, and we already know this. This is stuff that we've been talking about forever. It's stuff we've been talking about since January 7th, because there was such so bad, dude. So bad. But Jim Jordan is awesome. And I just wish more. I wish more politicians were a little bit more outspoken. Oh, hold on. I forgot to press that. One thing I forgot to mention, and this is pretty cool, and I don't have a screenshot up because I wasn't really ready. Did you guys know yeet is now officially in the dictionary? I thought that was awesome. And I know because a lot of viewers have actually sent it to me. Let me see if I have it open. I don't think I do anymore. But I had it open where it actually, a CNN article said it's a contentious word. Like, it said another word that was, or another, it was in, included in a group of words that have become contentious over the past year. And yeet apparently was one of those. And it, could it be that we just say it all the time, you know, as Wake Up America fans? And without further ado, I decided to make a t-shirt, of course. And these t-shirts are pretty cool. And thank you, Adam. I actually did a lot more than just a t-shirt, you'll see. But I made a t-shirt, and it has the official definition. Let me, actually, I can do this. Look, check this out. Bam! So if you go to Pure Truth Apparel, I'll put the link in there. But wait, there's more. So we have sweatshirts, we have t-shirts, all different colors, all that stuff. They're super sweatshirts, $35, super cheap. But let me see. It's an interjection, an exclamation of enthusiasm and approval, triumph, or pleasure, joy, etc. Or it's an expression when you say when you start watching Wake Up America. So you can buy that shirt and be one of the very few. Well, right now I just made it. So, and I also got coffee cups and there's a lady shirts because ladies always want the shirts. And then check this out, kids. Put kid shirts in there too, because, oh, you can't see it because the picture's there. But I'll put this link in the chat. And just because, you know, I'm feeling generous and all that stuff, you know what I'm doing today for everybody? Oh, here's the chat. You guys don't want to see that. You know what I'm going to do today? Just because, you know, why not? I'm going to give everybody 20% off everything in my store right now. But you got to use code yeet, yeet. Yeet, yeet. Ah, shit. See, this is why... Gotta have this better prepared. Unbelievable. I'm gonna send you this link in the chat. Right here. Control V. Control V. And then, yeah, if you use code yeet, yeet. Yeet, yeet. I'm not in PTNN, so if someone wants to do me a solid and run over to PTNN and put that link in there, basically, if you click on the collections and then the yeet collection, or actually at the top of the website, puretruthclothing.com, you'll see a little overlay that, if you click on that, it'll take you to the collection and show everything. But yeah, those are on sale. They're only, that yeet, yeet code is good for everything that's in the store. It's only good for 24 hours tomorrow night. It's, because they don't do those much. To get your gear here. All right, so let's go back to the next story. Sorry, I forgot to do that.
My hunch is, the reason I don't want to address that question, my hunch is because what happened all last year? The Democrats normalized anarchy. They normalized rioting and looting. And when rioters and looters attacked our law enforcement personnel, when rioters and looters destroyed small businesses, what did Democrats do? They went out and raised money to bail them out of jail, and they continue to talk about defunding the police, and in fact did that in all these major urban areas, which is why crime is up. So they don't want to talk about that stuff. They just want to be partisan. They just want to continue to attack the former president. They want to play their political game. So I applaud Leader McCarthy for saying, we're going to do our job. We're going to continue to work and get to the bottom and answer the questions that the leader raised, the questions that, frankly, the American people want answers to.
So, I mean, it's very good, right? It's something that you would It just doesn't make sense. And then when, for some reason, Nancy Pelosi and everyone, they want to pretend that what happened in 2020 didn't exist. Like, you know, there wasn't billions of dollars worth of damage. You know, there wasn't dozens of people killed, hundreds of police officers injured. They only want to focus on what happened on January 6th because it's political, even though they say it's supposed to be bipartisan. Clearly it's not if they're not going to talk about what goes on. So there was a survey that I actually published today by Rasmussen Reports. Which is kind of interesting because now that House Democrats have created a committee to investigate the January 6th Capitol riot, they surveyed voters who, ironically, believe that Congress should also investigate the Black Lives Matter protests that sparked violence in major cities last year. A new national telephone and online survey by the National Police Association and the survey company, finds that 66% of likely voters... 66%. Let me say that again. 66% of likely voters think Congress should investigate last year's violent protests in which more than 2,000 police officers suffered injuries in the line of duty. 21% don't think Congress should investigate last year's protests, and 13% were not even sure. It's insane. The survey found a strong voter support for law enforcement on issues ranging from displaying the thin blue line flag to the prosecution of so-called quality of life crimes, i.e. murder. According to a study of 68 cities by the Major City Chiefs Association, in the summer of 2020, there were at least 574 protests that involved acts of violence, including assaults on police officers, looting, and arson. The number of voters who want Congress to investigate last year's violent protests is higher than the 49% who say they would support House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Select Committee investigation on the January 6th Capitol riot. 42% say they don't support the January 6th Capitol riot investigation in the first place. Which, you know, again, the only reason I support I don't support something that's partisan. Partisan. I always get bipartisan, whatever. But I don't support a because that's at that point it becomes a witch hunt. It becomes like the impeachment trials and all that stuff where there was no evidence, just people making blatant statements. You're going to have AOC get up there and be like, oh, I had to trap myself in a room even though I wasn't under any threat. Yeah, we're going to hear all that kind of stuff just like we already did. We heard at Donald Trump's second impeachment trial, which he beat. We're going to hear all that stuff again. That's what's going to happen during these hearings. And obviously, because we're a news organization, we'll cover it. And we will sit there, and especially if you pay attention to what actually happened on January 6th, if you watched or you live streamed with us or you were there, you know what actually transpired versus what the media, mainstream media, continuously says is going on. It's insane. But here's something else that's insane. The majorities of every single racial group and political affiliation support a congressional investigation of last year's violent protests. 67% of white people, 64% of black voters, 66% of Hispanic voters, and 62% of all the other minorities think Congress should investigate the 2020 riots in U.S. cities. 75% of Republicans and 60% of Democrats and 63% of voters not affiliated with either major party say Congress should investigate last year's protests. So if that's not a telling sign that the American voter right now sees what's going on and they want an investigation into last year's protests as well, because again, last year's protests were not partisan. You know what I mean? The people that were impacted by it, business owners, didn't matter if you were a Democrat or Republican. When your store was looted, they didn't ask you your political leanings. They burned down stores that had Black Lives Matter signs. People actually had to paint, you know, that they support Black Lives Matter on their businesses in hopes not to get them vandalized, and yet they were still vandalized. Major companies that donated billions and millions and millions of dollars had their stores looted consistently over and over. It's amazing, right? But anyway, analyzing the survey results, the National Police Association blamed the reaction of elected officials to last year's protests, which began after the death of George Floyd during a May arrest in Minneapolis, for the rise in violent crime, saying when the mayors of cities in which violent riots took place in 2020 refused to let police immediately stop the crimes taking place, it sent a message to violent criminals across the nation that crimes will be allowed and criminals won't be touched, said the NPA said in a statement. For the last year, violent crimes have increased nationally, and the lack of support from politicians has resulted in the number of police officers declining into a short staffing, recruitment, and retention crisis. Here's some of the findings of the survey, because I think it's very important to actually talk about what, you know, the survey say. What does the survey say? Well, it said 65%, that's 65% believe President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris should meet with the family of St. Louis Police Captain David Dorn, who was murdered in 2020 when he protected his friend's business from looters, just as they did with the family of George Floyd. They still haven't done it. 63% of voters think participants in the nationwide 2020 rioting and looting should be criminally charged, as were those who took part in the January 6th Capitol riot. The majority of them haven't. The majority of them have been released without any charges in cities across America. But then again, they weren't wearing Trump flags while they did it. 65% disagree with Black Lives Matter activists who claim that the U.S. flag and the pro-police thin blue line flags are symbols of racism. Well, that's simply because they're not. The blue line flag was alive around way, way, way before Black Lives Matter was. I did a whole show on it months ago. Whole show. We traced back the whole history. But again, it doesn't matter because everyone just says it's a response, right? It's just a response to it. 53% think Congress should award medals to law enforcement agencies that defended their cities from violent looters and rioters in 2020, similar to the awards proposed by Nancy Pelosi for the Capitol Police. I agree. And I'll be honest, the more I see new video of the Capitol Police, I don't know if there's awards that should be given. I think people should be charged. I watched a video today where it showed Capitol Police officers pummeling someone with batons while that person was down, apparently unconscious, pummeling them. But they're not. Has any Capitol Police officer been charged? And we know the one that killed, murdered someone in cold blood. We know he's not being charged with anything. Lieutenant Mike Byrd. We know he's not going to be charged with the crimes that he committed there that day, shooting an unarmed woman as she crossed through a window 12 feet away from him. But then again, we can't really expect. Here's the thing. When I look at it that way, I'm like, well, you know, you can't really expect him to do any better because he was already showing that he was incompetent. How he was a lieutenant, I have no idea. But by leaving his service weapon in a Capitol, an unlocked, you know, Capitol restroom is, you know, a couple of years before that, he was a real winner. And he deserves to be charged. And in all reality, there should be protests all over the place. Towns burned last year. People died last year because, someone was killed by a police officer while they were trying to kill that police officer. While they had weapons, even. While they had knives. While they were trying to flee in vehicles. While they were at the home of their sexual assault victims. All these different things happened and people rioted and burned down their communities. But it happens to a white Air Force veteran woman that's crossing through a window, posing no physical threat whatsoever. Not a peep. In fact, people actually say, well, the shooting was justified. You know, and granted, I haven't met a single police officer. I haven't got a message from a single police officer that said that shoot was justified. Ever. And even in their decision not to charge the officer, they didn't even say that the shooting was justified. What they said is that they didn't find grounds or anything that they could actually charge the officer with. Because of the whole scenario, he would just, I mean, look at what media did. Even if they charged Byrd now, nothing would happen. Nothing would happen. Because the only thing they would do is they would just play, it would be a really good case. Because the only thing they would do is just consistently play over and over and over what happened at the Capitol. What the left is showing you what happened at the Capitol. Not the fact that people are singing the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance, shaking hands with cops and taking selfies. None of that you'll see. You won't see the fact that people were yelling at police to stop beating people so they could get injured away. You're not going to see those kind of things. The New York Times actually made a video, and they released that video on January 12th, and it's a whole article about the death of Roseanne Boyland. They made a whole thing. So clearly they said it was a New York Times journalist. So they had the raw footage. Why didn't they actually play the whole footage? Because it showed something different than what they said. It showed the fact that police officers, there were protesters and police officers facing off. And then the protesters started getting the crap kicked out of them and they started going down. You literally saw the protesters get knocked unconscious and fall. And then you saw the police continuously beat on him. And then you saw people trying to rescue those protesters only to get beat up even more. And mind you, this isn't like Antifa going and trying to free their people from arrest. These were knocked out victims. That's what I'm going to call them. The protesters were victims. They were beaten. Okay? And that's... I'm the kind of person that says, okay, if you're going to commit a crime, you commit a crime. Right. So the people that committed, you know, that were beating on cops and all that stuff at the Capitol. Hey, you committed a crime. All those people that were pushing on the door. You know what's going to happen. I have no sympathy for them. The only sympathy I have is the fact that when someone's down, they're down. When they, you know, there's no reason why a cop should be beating on someone with a baton while someone's down, clearly out. I saw a cop aim and hit a guy in the head, knocking him out. And as the guy was falling, because he couldn't fall quick enough because there's so many bodies there, the cop hits him again. Those videos aren't being circulated on social media, or yes, they are now, but those videos aren't being circulated or played by mainstream media. They don't want you to see that kind of stuff. Now, again, it's fun. It's not fun, but sometimes it's justifying. It's not the right word. To see, like, for example, what happened in Los Angeles this weekend when the police actually decided that they were going to, you know, grow a pair and we're going to start fighting back against Antifa. That was good. When I see a guy punch a cop and the cop goes off, you know, off and punches him back, that's good. That's what's supposed to happen. But you don't, I have the same frustrations when you see people that are clearly not posing a threat getting their shit kicked out of them. And that's what I saw on January 6th. There was far more of that than anything else. But everyone wants to pretend it didn't happen, that it was the violent Trump supporters that were armed. Now it turns out the one guy that had a gun on Capitol grounds was an active federal agent that they charged. We'll talk about that in a second, because remember the other day when Christopher Wray was testifying and they said, did anyone have a gun on Capitol grounds? And he said, yes, I think there was one person, but he couldn't say who it was because it was a cop. It was a DEA agent that had a gun there. An active duty DEA agent. He kept showing his badge to everyone. 62% of voters believe that elected officials who downplay nationwide 2020 riots and looting deserve to be criticized. A number higher than 51% who believe politicians deserve criticism for downplaying the January 6th riot. 68% think that refusing to prosecute trespassing, shoplifting, disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, receiving stolen property, breaking and entering, resisting arrest, and quality of life crimes likely increase the commission of those crimes. You'd think? I mean, this isn't even stuff you need surveys for. Yeah, if criminals find out that you're not going to charge them for the crimes that they are committing, they're going to go out and do more. Look at the shoplifting in California. They're doing it. They're just walking out of stores. No one's touching them because it's been legalized up to $900. You could just walk into a store and steal whatever the hell you want. It's decriminalized. It's not even decriminalized. They just don't come after you for it anymore. But that's a new America. That's a Democrat America, I guess. That's just what we have to think about. And again, it's not even supposed to be about politics. It's not even, and I'll be honest, let me take that back. It's not the Democrat America. That is the America. That's your America and my America. Whether we like it or not, whether we sit there and we get pissed off because that's going on, it is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it at this point, right? The only thing we could do is just vote. Trust me, I'm someone, and I know you're anyone who's been watching my show for a couple of months, you're just like, wait, Steve, you're always the one that's saying we have to go run for office and do all this. I don't even know right now. I'm looking out for me and mine. I'll be honest. I have no idea what to say or what to do, because even politicians, you know, like this guy, Jim, even politicians that are actually trying to do good things and trying to be part of these investigations are not being allowed by the other politicians, the ones in control, Nancy Pelosi and all that. I mean, you can't even make this up. Steve, what's the guy, Swalwell? Eric Swalwell. He put out a tweet yesterday or this morning, you know, saying Fox News and this other news organization had to, because everyone knows the controversy, right? Because he apparently spent a ton of campaign money at a hotel where his wife works. That's the way mainstream media reported, except his wife hadn't worked there in 5 years. So, Eric Swalwell, you know, the whole Fang guy, he goes on social media today to brag that the Fox News and some other news outlet had to do a retraction. You know what their retraction was? They changed the words from works to worked. That was their retraction. He didn't argue the fact that he was spending campaign money at his wife's, which would be a violation of campaign finance law. But from what I understand, that's why it's a story. He didn't deny any of that stuff. The only thing he denied is that his wife works there, because his wife doesn't work there and hasn't worked there in 5 years. That's the type of politician. That's the type of a politician we have, where you have plain racist people like the Corey, whatever her name is, from St. Louis, the rep there. She is a racist. I'll be honest. There is no other way to describe her. I never want to hear her talk about race or anything else like that until she recognizes the fact that she is a blatant racist. Today, they're talking about the environment. They're talking about infrastructure. They're talking about this. Every single time she got up, she made it into a racial issue. And I know that's what she was, you know, really big in the Ferguson marches and all that stuff that took place there. But she is a racist. And I'll go on the record with that, clearly. She is a racist. What's her name? Corey Bush? Something like that. She is a racist. You know, there's no other defining factor. Every single thing that they brought up today during all the hearings and even House hearings after, because I started watching them later on, the actual House floor, just listening to some of these speeches. And it was nauseating to literally to watch it. Like, if I had to lose weight or something like that, I would just watch House hearings because I'd be puking all day. Because the only thing they're talking, I mean, they just get up and they spit, like even Republican Congress people, they just get up and say bullshit. Oh yeah, you get an hour to debate, and they just get up and they're like, I just want to talk about this. Or then you get the other ones that are like, well, I know this is about the about infrastructure plan, but right now I want to talk about great blue whales on the east coast of China. Like, what the hell? I don't understand. And maybe that's that money that everyone talks about. Maybe that's the politician money, right? You talk about, well, you know, this weird thing that's off topic from everything else, and you just wait till you get your big funds in the mail from the company that benefits from your little talking point. I don't know. But to me, it's frustrating. And maybe it's because I never really paid attention to politics as much as I do now. But it's frustrating. And it's frustrating to have to be labeled as a racist consistently and all the time, because I happen to align with the right instead of the left. To be labeled as a racist when we actually have elected people that are racist, that get up all the time and are spewing racist stuff all the time, and nobody says anything. Nobody does. Nobody does. Fox News should run with the headline right now that Corey Bush is a racist based on what she said today. They're not going to. Nobody will. Yeah, they may, you know, some of these companies may make like a quick video or something that'll go viral and they'll get paid. But nobody actually cares. It's disgusting. Continuing on with the survey that I keep getting sidetracked with. That's how I can make shows last an hour, because I just rant. An overwhelming 76% of voters believe young people should be taught to comply with police rather than resist or flee arrest. Now, again, this survey was put on by the National Police Association along with Rasputin. No, that's not right. What is it? I forgot. Rasmussen. I can't say it. But this was put on by them, and it was asking people initially about whether there should be an investigation into the 2020 riots, which the majority of people think there should be. 68% of people think that 68% of registered voters believe there should be. It's crazy. It's crazy. And remember, there was something, a protest the other day, and I don't remember what protest it was, but someone was talking about how, it was a white woman and a black woman, and they were opposing sides back and forth. There was a deer in my woods, so I'm just watching it, because I think they have the mange or something like that. I don't know what it's called, but the deers are creepy here. They're like zombie, like from Game of Thrones deers. Just one. It's just a big male deer. But anyway, they were talking about how, you know, the protest that took place in California this past weekend. Friday, Saturday, when Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene were booted from Anaheim. So they held a First Amendment rally directly in front of the Riverside City Hall. And so then you had conservatives on one side and you had leftists on the other. And they're sitting there and they're jibber jabbering back and forth. And then people would try to get an interview and they're talking to a conservative, and the conservative's like, Yeah, and they're like, you know how my kids don't get in trouble when they get pulled over? It's because we're taught to respect the law. And then someone's like, well, you shouldn't even have to have that conversation. I didn't have to have that conversation with my kids because they're white. What? Do you know how many times my kid is 10 and the other one is 6? You know how many times we talk about respecting law and order? Do you know how many times we talk about police? Do you know how many times we talk about speeding and crimes and jail and murder and all the other things that I have to just because of what I do for a living? You know how many times I've already had those conversations with my kids? By the time my kids get behind the wheel to be able to drive, they are already going to know as soon as you stop the car or as soon as you see blue lights, you slow down to the next safest place, you turn on the inside lights, you turn off the car, put the keys on the steering wheel, and you put both hands up there, and you roll down the window, and you wait for them, and you don't move your damn hands, and when you do say you're going to go grab something, you tell them first. That is how I was taught. Last time I checked, I'm a white dude. But that's how I was taught to interact with police. I think they actually taught us that in driver's ed, that same way. Because you know what? And I don't blame them. You know why? Because yes, I may do that. I may do that. You may do that. Everyone may do that. The cop may get complacent, right? He's used to everyone doing that and respecting law and order. And he may put his guard down just for a day. And then you're going to get the one guy that's sitting here and has a gun in his lap and shoots a cop. And that's what truly does happen. But again, police are the bad ones. Police are the bad ones. 155 cops have already been killed this year. They're on pace. That's 10 more than what the same period last 10% more than the same period last year. They're on pace to break the 290 cops that were killed in 2020. Just like the crime that's going on in cities and the crime rates that are scouring, so are police deaths. Line of duty deaths. They're jumping every day. Every single day, there's a news article about a police officer that dies, whether it's by gun violence, whether it's by a car accident while responding to something, whether it's by getting run over. Every single day, there's some sort of article about it or a funeral going on. Every day. But that's not what we pay attention to. Nor do we pay attention to the kids, the 15-year-old that just died in Minneapolis after being shot last week. The little infant, the little baby girl who was shot in the head in Chicago. We don't talk about those kind of things. We don't talk about the Sequoia Turners or the Cannon Hintons. We just don't. That doesn't matter. But the drug-using scumbag that holds a gun to a woman's belly, a pregnant woman's belly, while he robs her, or the guy that rapes the girlfriend, the mother of the, allegedly rapes the mother of his children, and then goes back even though she has a restraining order, those are the people that people burn down communities for. They don't burn down the communities for the good people that, the people that are innocent. That's why we have the shirt in the store that says, defend innocence. Defend the innocent is what it says, because that's what we need to start doing. It's not about race. It's not about white or black or paying attention to someone just because of skin color. It's about paying attention to the people that are truly innocent. The David Dorans, the Underwoods, those people, the Turners, the Hintons, those people, the truly innocent ones that are being victimized. But we don't care about that. That's not, and I say we because I'm just generalizing as Americans. We don't care about that. And even if we do, what happens with it? What happens with it? It's stupid. The report says the belief that the failure to prosecute quality of life crimes increases the level of crime shows strong majorities in all racial groups, including 59% of black voters and 70% of Hispanics and across political categories, with 77% of Republicans and 60% of Democrats and 65% of unaffiliated voters. Say that you have to charge people for the crimes that they are committing. Otherwise, your cities are going to continue to deteriorate. Now, you will have Democratic politicians, Lori Lightfoot, that goes out there and pretends like it's not bad. Like what's going on in her community is not bad, and actually holds press conferences saying how her city is safe. Where the day before they talk about a kid that was killed, and the day after they talk about multiple children that are injured. You have all these people that are getting involved in national politics and saying, oh, you got to get vaccinated, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, while not paying attention to the fact that kids are dying. Let's not talk about the people that are, stuck in gun violence. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the kids. Because you know how many unarmed people are killed by police? And I see how I said people. I didn't say black people or white people. You know how many unarmed people are killed by police every single year? If you actually compare that number to the 16 and under range that are killed by gun violence every year, guess what? It's multiples. We did that once before. It made me sick. I had to take 3 days off from doing the damn show. But we don't care about that. We don't care about the innocent. The only people that actually get any airtime are the guilty. That's the new, that's where we live now. If there's a mass shooting and the shooter isn't, you know, the stereotypical fat white guy balding with a beard, guess what? It doesn't make the news. The victims don't get the same respect they should. And case in point, there's too many mass shootings for me to write about. I did this the other day. Maybe I'll just do it right now. You want to see how many gun mass shootings there have been? Today is July 21st. There was a mass shooting today in Hyattsville, Maryland. One person killed, four injured. Yesterday, mass shooting in Jacksonville, Texas. Four people killed. Yesterday in Chicago, Illinois, four people injured. Yesterday, 2 days ago rather, in Port Amboy, New Jersey, six people injured. On the 18th, Toledo, Ohio, one person killed, three injured. Gainesville, Florida, one person killed, four injured. North Carolina, Burlington, North Carolina, four people injured. Houston, Texas, three people killed, two people injured. Walnut Creek, California, one person killed, three injured. Tucson, Arizona, one person killed, five injured. Do you guys see? How many of you guys knew about these? This happens all the time. The only time mainstream media talks about these is if the offender happens to be a fat, overweight white guy. And when they think it's a white guy, like the grocery store shooting in Colorado. Remember? They talked about it. Found out it was a Syrian immigrant. Stop talking about it. I work in media and I don't even remember the name of the grocery store. I don't remember the name of how many people died there? Eight people? There was nobody injured. This guy killed everybody. And mainstream media stops talking about it. How about the attack that happened on the Capitol? No, I'm not talking about January 6th. I'm talking about the terrorist attack that happened since January 6th. How many, honestly, right now in the chat, know that our Capitol was attacked after January 6th? Do this. In the chat right now, press 1 if you know, 2 if you don't. Seriously. Press 1 if you know, 2 if you didn't know the Capitol was attacked after January 6th. Most of you guys probably watch my show, so you know that, because we've talked about it. But see how many twos are going in the chat right now? You know why there's so many twos? Because mainstream media stopped talking about it. A guy, a Nation of Islam supporter, drove his car into two Capitol Police officers, killing one of them. He got out with a knife, started charging at the officers. They shot and killed him. Mainstream media covered it everywhere. Until a video of a helicopter shot that showed the guy getting worked on doing CPR. I was watching it. I don't think I was live at that time. I was watching it and I knew at that very moment, they're done talking about it. And guess what they did? They didn't talk about it anymore. The chief of police came out within 30 minutes after the actual incident. The acting Capitol Police officer, 30 minutes after this attack, and said there's no ties to terrorism. No ties to it. The guy's social media was filled with Nation of Islam rhetoric. But they don't even pay attention to it. People are oblivious. People are oblivious to what's actually going on in the country all the time. And the only thing we can do, sorry for that, that's Facebook stars. Thank you, whoever sent that. Thank you. But this is the America that we live in now. You know, and it is what it is. I mean, we'll get through it because America's a strong damn country, but it's just concerning. Just concerning. I had another video I forgot to queue up, but there was a video of, you know, I'm not going to talk about it a lot, just the vaccination stuff. And you guys see DeSantis today? Because here's the thing, and I'll try to just find the soundbite real quick to play it. Here's the thing about the vaccinations. I'm not someone that will ever recommend anyone get vaccinated, but I'm not going to speak about it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like, you should not. I will provide evidence. I'll put videos on our social media platform. If you go to ptnn.tv right now, the very first video when you sign up and become a member, actually, I think it's free if you click on shows. The very first video you see there is a whole video, 17-minute video, all about COVID. What they don't tell you in mainstream media, what we can't tell you about it, about the vaccinations. But let me see if I can't find this soundbite. Because, and this is causing a lot of people to be like, oh, shit, he got us. I don't think that. I think he's now trying to figure out. What is going on? A lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, it's done. Listen.
If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all.
And they're also in their late 50s. And here's the data. You don't know that because the numbers that we talked about it yesterday, the numbers are skewed. They're not reporting on what's really going on. But DeSantis' little speech here where he's saying these vaccines are saving lives and all that, based on what everyone is telling us, I haven't seen any evidence that actually backs that up, but based on what everyone just keeps repeating over and over and over, well, I guess that it's got to be true. So, of course, DeSantis, for saying this, this is everyone's turning against him too, and I'll be honest, I don't like people that do this stuff. You know what I mean? I just don't. What? No, I can't do that while I'm live on the show. I don't care because the vaccine doesn't bother me that much until they try to say, well, you have to get the vaccine because then we're going to have some problems. You know, but our state now, Virginia, just made the determination today on the decision for kids and going back to school and having to wear masks and all that. And they've left it up to the individual counties, the individual school boards to make their determination. So we're supposedly going to get the answer tomorrow on whether or not my kids have to wear masks. And my wife and I were talking about it last night because she's on the left and she agrees with me because my kids have asthma. You know, they shouldn't be wearing masks. And it's certainly not safe to give them vaccines, even though everyone says it is. Oh, and it's a really small percentage, right? It's a 1 in a million percentage. No, why would you ever do something that would give you a 1 in a million percentage of losing your child? I just don't understand that. Or losing your wife. Or causing your family to grow up by themselves. You know, there was this lawsuit, I think that a federal lawsuit just filed today in Alabama that is... I got to find it. April, if you're watching, if you could try to find that lawsuit, I'd love to see where they get their data. I'm not going to say too much about it, but there's a lawsuit that's filed against the CDC challenging a lot of the data that they present as false and saying that the deaths, the 5,270 deaths that I mentioned yesterday, that number is short about 40,000 people. And apparently they have the evidence. I want to know where that evidence is. You know, we already noticed discrepancies in the way they report COVID versus not, people that are vaccinated now because the vaccinations came out. All this stuff is post-Biden, so all this stuff, or post-Trump. So all the stuff is different now that Biden's in office. He's so big. The new job numbers are going to come out tomorrow. The job numbers are going to go down because more people are going to go back to work. They're going to applaud this like a big decision. You mark my words. What's going to happen in September? What's going to happen? They're already warning about vaccine. You know, here's the thing. You have McConnell coming up yesterday and saying everyone needs to get vaccinated or we may be in a repeat of what happened last year, right? Then you have DeSantis, who's like the fourth in line, right? So, you know, we have Trump, we got the other people, and DeSantis is right up there in terms of like the go-getter Republicans. A lot of people are now like, what the hell? Why? Here's the thing. Ah, damn, I can't say it. But you know what I'm saying. I think what I'm going to do too on Sunday, I'm going to do a show that's only going to be on PTNN and Citizen Stringer app. It's only going to be there. Oh, by the way, Citizen Stringer is out now in the Apple Store. What I would prefer, don't go do it yet. What I would prefer is that you sign up for a membership on PTNN first. Because while there's a ton of free features on the Citizen Stringer app, to make it easier for us to do all the back end shit we have to do when we match the subscriptions, we just opened it up for everybody. But what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going through and locking out the live stream access for the people that don't have an account on PTNN. So if you go to PTNN.tv, you can sign up now. You'll see the three different choices. You could choose a monthly membership. You could choose a yearly membership, which is, if you use code censored, you get $30 off your year. Or you have a lifetime membership as well, which is $39.99. And if you get, because I'm delayed in putting in the order for the shirts, but I'm good until Friday. So if you do the lifetime membership today, you'll get your monthly box or your year box, whatever, the lifetime box. You'll get that when I send out all the mystery boxes this week or on the 8th. But anyway, so yeah, do that. And then you can go to the store and download the app, and it just makes it easier. Otherwise, download the app and use it. You know, because if you want to get notified when I go live or when Adam and Scott go live, use the app, because we send out notifications 10 minutes before and immediately as soon as the show starts. And then you can watch on YouTube or watch wherever you want. Plus, all of our news are there. Plus, we're going to be doing polls and trivia and games and all sorts of stuff on there. There's so much. There's so much. Like the whole citizen stories. I'm going to explain that next week. So, you know, nobody has to worry about that now. But you guys will be able to upload videos. I'm going to ask questions and do giveaways or like trivia questions where you upload a video and that's and you yeah, you know, it's going to be amazing. Plus, we're going to do the national anthem, singing it. F yeah. America. All right, what else? I already talked real quick. I'll do it one more time. I'm not really. I'm not going to. I'm just going to put the link in there. I made some Yeet shirts because Yeet is now in the dictionary and we did it. So there's... Fuck me, man. So yeah, if you see right there in all the chats on social media chats, not the PTNN chat because I'm not logged into there. But if you go and use that, you can also use code Yeet Yeet. That code is good for 24 hours and it gives you 20% off everything in the store. But we have a whole bunch of different stuff. And this shirt's also there. I always forget to do that when I'm wearing one of my shirts. This shirt, The Anatomy of a Pew, which is the description of a bullet. All the funny stuff, like it's a bang button. And then the magical... fire dust. I don't know. It's funny. It's corny, but it's funny. Someone said, I thought if you got one shot, you were good for life. Nope. Nope. Someone said, I know so many people that had side effects, including my parents. Yeah. I mean, I sat this weekend last weekend with six people that all had two different shots, either Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson. Nobody had side effects. And I think there were 8 or 9 of them that all had the shots. We talked about it. A lot of them were like, hey, listen, I did it because I need to do it for work, or I did it because I just didn't want to get sick, or I did it because everyone told me I needed to do it, you know? And it wasn't, I didn't like look at them as zombies, you know? And what was weird is they all said they could still feel it. That's the only thing I thought was weird, is they said they could still feel like it's hard where they got the shots. I'm like, yeah, that's the microchips. No, I'm just kidding. There's no microchips. That's a joke. It's got to say that for social media. But again, I'm not judging anyone for getting the shot or not. Not yet. Let's wait 8 years. And then we'll be the judge. Let's see if the shot actually gets FDA approval. Right? Let's see that kind of stuff. And again, keep in mind that all these people that are super for it right now were the same people that when Donald Trump was saying, hey, the vaccine's ready, it's the same people that were like, I'm not getting that vaccine. There's no way. They were all the same people, and now they're pro it. And on Twitter, every single day, someone, you know, outs one of these people. You know, the outspoken critics against the people that aren't getting back, against the anti-vaxxers. And then you go back to their Twitter account from a year ago, and they were an anti-vaxxer. Isn't that weird how it works? And now I think that's a big push with DeSantis now. DeSantis is going to, you know, pull that same thing, pull those same strings. He wants everyone. And I understand why, because Florida has a huge, a very elderly population, you know. And here's the thing. Here's the difference. I'm only, I don't even know if I want to say. Yeah, Trump said it's your choice too, but. It's crazy. It's just crazy, man. I just don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. My wife may have to get it for work if they mandate that she has to either wear a mask all year, you know, because she's in a different school district. If she has to wear a mask all year or she has to get the jab in the arm, she's already made the determination she's going to get the jab in the arm. I don't care. That's herself. I just said, well, I hope you make it. Like, what else can I say? I can't lock her down, you know, and then I reminded her, hey, well, those kids, I make that decision and they're not doing it. But I don't know, man. I don't know. It's it is what it is, man. Someone said, unless you're a doctor, your health is none of your business. Well, that's not true either, because once you get the vaccine, your health is everyone's business. They always say that they don't have a database of people. Jen Psaki said they don't have a database. She didn't say they don't have a database. She said the White House doesn't maintain a database. Well, how are they doing lotteries if they don't have databases? What state was it? Michigan? Or one of the Ohio gave $1 million out, remember? Oregon gave $1 million out. How are they doing that if they don't have a database of everyone that's gotten vaccinated? It's common sense. Or you can go and get donuts, or you can go and get coffee, or you can go and get junk food and all that by showing your little vaccination card. Or you can go to a Foo Fighters concert, or you can go to a free concert out in Central Park that you're not allowed to go to unless you prove that you've been vaccinated, even though it's outdoors in a public space. That is what goes on. And it's funny because remember a couple of months ago, there was like, there's been no attacks. Nobody's gotten attacked because they don't want to get vaccinated. Now look at it. Literally, if you're not vaccinated, you are getting attacked consistently every day. And people are coming out left and right being like, you have to do it now. My question is, how many people test positive every day with COVID that have been vaccinated? Because those numbers are not being reported unless they've been hospitalized. Unless they're in the hospital or they die, those numbers are not being reported. And now they're distinguishing whether you die from COVID or you die from something else and merely test positive for COVID, which is not what they were doing all of last year in order to shut us all down. I have a feeling that's going to change. And then they're going to start doing the same way they did last year because if our economy rebounds, that's not what they want. So they're going to try to flip it back again and guarantee it. Guarantee it. But again, I'm not judging anyone for getting the vaccination. If it makes you feel safe, then get the vaccination. All right. That's what I want to say. I want to make that perfectly clear. And I mean that sincerely. I don't judge anyone for getting it. Doesn't, you know, as long as you're alive, long as if it makes you happy, I wonder what it would be interesting to look at whether, because the only people we're hearing that are getting COVID right now are the people that have been vaccinated. So I wonder if I'm here as unvaccinated and, someone else that is vaccinated, if we go into a place, what is the likelihood that I'm going to get COVID versus that person? Because it seems like they may be more susceptible, even though it seems that the vaccination, the purpose wasn't to stop you from getting COVID. It's to make you, when you do get COVID, recover faster and without the extreme of having to go to the hospital all the time. That's what the vaccination is for, apparently. Now it is. Apparently it was first used to prevent you from catching COVID. Now it's to prevent you from having really, you know, bad reactions to COVID, apparently, because that's why they switched. Stupid. Stupid. They can report a COVID-19 because the illness and death happened during COVID-19 pandemic. Well, we're still in the pandemic. Pandemic's never officially ended. So, who thinks they will cancel the opening ceremonies? I don't know. I mean, Japan's having a rough time. Oh, how about the USA soccer team? That's what I have to say to you. You all took kneels during the national anthem, and then you got your ass kicked by Sweden. Sweden! 3-0. That's what you get. It's called karma. That's called, you know, I almost made a tweet and I had to delete it because I was like, oh my gosh, I was going far right on that one because I view it as anti-American. You take a kneel during the national anthem, you are not an American. You are not a patriot. You are not representing our country. You're not representing me. And isn't that the whole goal of being a professional athlete on the nation stage representing a country? You're not representing me by taking that kneel. So I was excited as hell. When I read that today, I literally think I went, yes! Because they deserve it. They deserve to get their asses kicked by Sweden! 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 So I thought that was good. But man, it's someone said, you go Sweden soccer. Yeah. And unfortunately, we're going to have a lot more of that. Probably there's going to be a lot more people that do that. And you know what? I've never once thought, I even debated it. And I'm like, is it unpatriotic to hope that our team loses? You know, my tweet was something like, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, I actually have to root against Team USA in the Olympics because of, you know, the players happen to be anti-Americans or something like that. And I was like, well, that's pretty harsh. But it's true. That's how I feel. I'm not going to root for someone that takes a knee. I'm not going to root. Hell, I stopped watching football. I love football. Probably the most fun sport, you know, to watch for me. I bet on the games. I do all that. I stopped watching football. I watched, you know, a half a game in the beginning, and then I watched the Super Bowl. Not even the whole thing. Because they destroyed it. The second Jacob Blake's name was on the back of someone's helmet, I said, I can't do this. Because I know what he did. I know who he was. I know the police officer that shot him probably saved the lives of those three kids. And maybe someone else later. I couldn't do it. And you got baseball doing all the, you know, politics and taking knees and the basketball, LeBron James being a dumb shit. Can't even watch sports anymore. The only sports that we actually have left are hockey and UFC. UFC, every now and then you get one guy that comes up and he's like, yeah, this flag here symbolizes me, you know, or whatever that guy, the UFC fighter that got up there and was like, you know, enough of this. This is America, and I'm an American. I'm standing for this flag. But you just don't do it enough, and that's why I don't. You know, someone asked me, this year, they're like, hey, you want to go to a Patriots game? And I said no. And they're like, why? And I said, because I just can't do it anymore. I don't want to support the NFL. I don't want a fraction of any money that I pay for tickets to go to the NFL. Not even a little bit. You know, until they realize that but baseball is supposed to, baseball, basketball, you know, I just don't like basketball. But baseball, everything else. I like playing basketball. I don't like watching it. But sports, they're supposed to be America's pastime, right? We're not supposed to be inundated with watching and listening to politics. You know, like LeBron James, he's great at basketball. He sucks as a human being, apparently. And he's not able to use his words. You know, and he calls, you know, with the girl that was shot and killed by police as she was trying to stab somebody else in Ohio. Remember? He called that cop a murderer, you know, and threatened that police officer. And what? The only people that call him out for it are conservatives. Why? Why doesn't the Democrats call him out and be like, yo, she was trying to stab another girl? See, if the whole argument is Black Lives Matter, which Black life do you choose at that point? Do you choose the one that's trying to stab somebody, or do you choose the one that was about to get stabbed? The police officer made the determination that the one that was stabbing someone was worse than the one that was not doing anything and was truly innocent. And he made the decision to have to fire and kill her. And then you have Ben Crump, you know, the grifting attorney, you know, scumbag. Again, Ben Crump, what about your brother? Why don't you talk about your brother? The guy that was a cop that was charged with sexual assault and pled guilty to a sexual assault charge while in uniform. But he won't do that. But you have Ben Crump provide false information, which he does. It's a pattern. Every time there's a police shooting, he just says something stupid. With this one, too, he said she was unarmed and that she called police. Well, guess what? She wasn't unarmed. She didn't call police. But that's America. Michael Jordan is still the GOAT. I miss sports when it was good. When the rules didn't all change. And when people were just able to play. And people were able to watch it without having to listen to politics. That's when sports was good. But now everyone's trying to use their platform for everything else. Other than what their actual job is. My job is to talk about politics. My job is to talk about current events. My job isn't to go and play national, you know, basketball on television. Then get up and be like, yeah, so I'm going to talk about politics right now, even though I know nothing about it. I know how to play basketball. It just doesn't make any sense. I never hate it. I never understood it. But someone said people don't let them lock down. There's no way America's locking down again. I'll be honest with you. There's no way. You know, I saw a comment that said people don't let them lock us down. There is no way in hell this country's locking down again. I have no doubt in my mind. I see all you guys sending emails about the logins. You don't use your PTNN login. You create a new account. That's why I have to do all the manual stuff on the back end, because we couldn't get them to tie them together. So you just create a new account with the Facebook or Gmail or whatever. You're not using your PTNN logins when you log in there. I manually figure it out after. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. But that's why we're saying if you don't have a PTNN account, just wait to download it until we put it out for everybody. Again, I'm going to wrap it up now because I know Adam has got a show and he's got a good show for you. So again, just as a reminder, if you didn't know, I did something today that most of you guys have been asking for a while. Well, in terms of like the kids stuff. Here, let me throw this up so you could see. So if you go to Pure Truth Clothing right now, which is Pure Truth Apparel, but it's puretruthclothing.com, and I'll put the link in the chat here in a minute. The word yeet, for anyone that doesn't know, yeet is something that we've been saying for a long time. Oh, what the hell? What the hell? Not switching. Yeet is something that we've been saying a long time in the show. You go yeet, yeet, and that's why a lot of times if you're watching a Fox News feed or you're watching something else, you'll see someone come in, and as soon as they get into the live feed, they say yeet, yeet, and it's a thing. I mean, I've seen it everywhere. I've seen it in sports, you know, sports chats. I've seen it in car chases. I've seen it in politics. I've seen it on left-wing, you know, live streams. I've seen it on right ones where people just write yeet, yeet, and everybody knows what it means now. Well, apparently, so does dictionary.com, and they've actually made yeet a word in the dictionary. And that word, as you can see here on the new shirts that we put out. Gosh, how come I can't see it? It says, yeet is an exclamation of enthusiasm, approval, triumph, pleasure, joy, etc. And then obviously, it is also an expression you say when you start watching Wake Up America, which is the name of the show. So in addition to just regular t-shirts, because people have asked for it so many times, we got coffee cups. Pretty much for every shirt we make, we do a coffee cup because I love coffee. But we also got hoodies. They're $35 each. It's going to get cold pretty soon, next couple of months. So you might as well get this before I raise all the prices and all the sweatshirts, which I do in the winter because I have to, because then they raise them on me anyway. We got the ladies' tees. We got the trucker hats. I actually like these. I ordered one for myself. I just like it because it has the wear right there. And then we've got kid shirts back here. So you can see that by going to the link that is going to be in the chat right now. And then for 24 hours, the next 24 hours, actually, it's like 23 hours now. But we are doing something different. We don't normally do it. You could buy any of that stuff. And if you use code YEET YEET at checkout, you get 20% off your order. And that's for everything in the store, not just those shirts. That's for everything in the store, all the hats, all the mugs, all the shirts, all the sweatshirts, all the back to blue stuff that we have, a bunch of stuff, pillows. I think we got blankets and wall clocks. We got everything in there. So check it out. Someone said, got you a shirt and sweatshirt. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The Yeet Yeet code, you got to buy two things. I apologize for that. The Yeet Yeet code, you got to buy two things. There's no price limit. You just got to buy two of something in order to be able to use that code. I'm sorry. I forgot. But the discount code is not working because you got to buy two things. So, like, if you buy a t-shirt and a sticker, they'll come separately because they're different printers, but then you'll be able to use that 20% off code. I apologize for that. Someone said, can you think about making a kid show once a week so the kids can come on and talk? What? Like my kids? No. My kids will never be coming on this show, ever. Someone said, do you still have the coffee sponsor? Yeah, we do. Invader Coffee. And I got to make a little overlay for them. But Invader Coffee, if you visit invadercoffee.com, they're a Texas-based veteran-owned coffee brewer. They are not Black Rifle, okay? They're invadercoffee.com, and if you use code PTNews, that is PTNews, you get 15% off your order there. And then, of course, we also have, I didn't even get through all these damn videos today, but whatever. That's okay. And in addition to that, we also have our Just CBD sponsor as well, which if you visit justcbdstore.com, you could tell, I'll switch back over here, I am a CBD user myself with Just CBD. I've been using them for over a year now for like knee pain and stuff like that and being able to sleep. So you can visit them, justcbdstore.com. and use code CITIZEN20. That's CITIZEN20, CITIZEN20, and get 20% off your order. I know a lot of you guys do it every single day. You know, that's a very, I'm glad I made that deal with them, because it's working out pretty well for us in terms of a sponsor for the show. So, but yeah, you know, if you have trouble sleeping because you're worried they're going to riot in your community, buy some CBD, you know. If you're stressed out because of vaccinations and pending lockdowns, go visit justcbdstore.com and use code CITIZEN20. I should do like a really bad code. It's just CITIZEN20. I should make it something crazy, but I'm not going to. All right. I think that's going to wrap it up. Didn't really get through a lot of news, but you know what? It's been fun today. I just ranted. I ranted for a long time. Shit, I didn't even talk about the DEA agent. I'll do that later. I'll do that one tomorrow. So that way I can get a little bit more background. Someone just said, just on wildfire in Nevada, bad. Oh, geez. But yeah. I appreciate all you guys for watching. This episode will be available tomorrow morning on the Citizen Stringer app. Again, our Citizen Stringer app is out now for Android and iPhones. What I would ask, guys, hey, if you don't like what I talk about, please don't leave a negative review on the app, because the app is, it does, like, literally send me an email and I'll correspond with you. But when you write, this app sucks because I don't like anything Steve says ever, it sucks for me, because we worked really hard and spent a lot of money building that first release of the app. And it's just a shitty thing to do. It doesn't affect us, you know, because we have so many good people that leave good reviews. But yeah, try not to do that. And I should say your name. You know who you are. I think it was Joe or something like that that left the bad Google one, the one star, because I disagree with the point of view or something like that. So you left me a one-star rating there, you scum-sucking loser. Anyway, but yeah, the app is out there. We're going to have a lot more fun once it's fully out there. Rev Debbie Miller said they officially put the word yeet in the dictionary today. I know. That's why we have shirts. 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 But yeah, go back like 10 minutes in this video, Debbie, after I end it here in a second, and then you will be able to see it. But I put love the app. Yeah. No, I mean, we worked hard to get that out. Adam, myself, April, everybody. We worked our butt off to get it out. So Adam is going to be live here in a minute. He may even be live. Holy shite, I ran long. But Adam's going to be live. This video will be available on the app, and the podcast will be available tomorrow. I forgot to upload today's podcast, so that'll be available tomorrow. You can always search Wake Up America Podcast on your favorite podcast player of choice and listen to this. We have thousands of downloads a day now. I don't know why, but it's awesome. And I guess people like hearing me just rant. So make sure you get that. Thank you for watching. We'll see you all tomorrow night, unless there's a hearing that I cover during the day, but likely not tomorrow night. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time.